We are reproducing excerpts from a recent broadcast on national advertising and intelligent buying, which was made by Woman's Home Companion through the Radio Household Institute. The program went out over station WEAF and 30 associated radio stations at 11:15 a.m. It reached an audience of women, which has been estimated at approximately 2.5 million regular listeners to the Radio Household Institute. This is the Radio Household Institute broadcasting its regular morning program from New York. Good morning, Mrs. Milton. Hello there, Mr. Brenton. What's the program for today?
This morning we have something extremely important to say to our listeners. I'm going to tell you all about a complete and trustworthy guide to wise buying. I'm going to tell you how to safeguard the health and the welfare of your families through the proper care in making all of your purchases, no matter what they are. And you're going to be interested in this for two very good reasons. One is the fact that it's an interesting subject in itself. The other is the fact that this story of wise buying is the subject of a special prize contest, which is being conducted by Woman's Home Companion. Every one of you has a chance of winning one of these monthly prizes, because every one of you has had an experience at one time or another with substitution buying. You've gone into a store and asked for a certain product by the brand name, and then had the clerk try his best to argue you into taking a substitute. Not the product you wanted, but something else, just as good.
Gosh, I know what you mean. Why, just yesterday I went into a drugstore to buy a tube of shaving cream, and the clerk talked for 5 minutes trying to get me to buy another kind that I'd never even heard of before.
That's it exactly. Everybody's been through it.
Well, look, Mrs. Milton, here comes Miss Burns. I didn't know she was coming up here this morning.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Miss Burns.
Miss Burns, you got here just in time. I'm telling our listeners about the prize contest which Woman's Home Companion is holding.
Oh, yes. You promised yesterday you'd explain that to me.
Yes. Remember that experience you told me about when you went to the grocery store and asked for a certain product and the clerk insisted on selling you a substitute?
Yes. It was a couple of days ago. I was buying groceries when...
Ah, good morning, Miss Burns. I see you have a good long list with you today.
Oh, yes. I'm doing the weekend shopping for the whole family. Now, let me see. Give me a package of soapy flakes.
Soapy flakes? Yes, ma'am. Wouldn't want to try some of these FOMO flakes for a change, would you? They're very good. They're being sold at a special price today.
No, never heard of them. I'll stick to soapy flakes, please. Now I want some ginger ale, the kind I always get. Some packaged bacon.
Okay.
And a dozen oranges. And a couple of those melons over there.
Melons?
And a pound of butter.
1 pound.
You can send the things over for me, can't you?
Yes, ma'am. I'll send them right over. Got in a new kind of bacon yesterday you might like to try. Very nice.
No, thank you. Just give me the same kind. Now, let's see. And a half a pound of that packaged cheese over there. And a can of that coffee.
I'd like to try this new cheese, Miss Burns. My wife says it's better than the other, and it's 5 cents cheaper a pound.
No. No, just give me what I ask for. Please. I'm in a hurry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I just like to pass on good tips to my customers, that's all.
Well, I prefer to stick to advertised brands that I know are thoroughly reliable. Now, give me half a dozen cakes of Batho soap, please. And, well, I guess that'll be all right now.
Batho? Now, I'm sorry, Miss Burns, but I just sold the last cake. The man promised to deliver this morning, but he hasn't been around yet. Here's some soap that's selling like hotcakes, though. I'm sure you'll be satisfied with it. Clean all soap. Look, nice big cakes. Shall I put in half a dozen for you?
Oh, haven't you a single cake of Batho left?
Not a one. I'm sorry. Just sold the last two cakes to Mrs. Jenkins. Take the clean-all, Miss Burns. You won't regret it. It's fine soap.
But I've never seen it advertised in any of the magazines.
That's just it, Miss Burns. Clean-all doesn't spend any money on advertising. That's why they can afford to give you a bigger cake of soap for less money. They haven't got any of that expensive overhead.
But I've always used Batho, and I know it's good. It's advertised in all the leading magazines, and it's always the same good quality.
Well, just try a few cakes of clean-all this once, Miss Burns, and see how you like it. I'm sure you'll be satisfied.
When will you get in some more Batho?
Oh, maybe not for a couple of days. The salesman doesn't always get here when he expects to. You better take clean-all and play safe.
Oh, all right. Give me some. A couple of cakes.
Fine and dandy. Now, I'll have these things right over to the house for you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good day, Miss Burns. Hope you enjoy using clean-all soap.
All right, Miss Burns. Now let's have the sequel. The cause and effect, you might say, of accepting a substitute.
Well, the next morning when the family was getting up, I heard Father talking to Mother.
For the love of Pete, where did this soap come from?
What soap, dear?
Oh, this blue stuff in the bathroom. Where did it come from? Who bought it? Good night, it takes the skin right off your face.
Why, I don't know, dear. I think Viola did all the shopping yesterday. Maybe she's trying a new kind of soap.
Well, she needn't try it on me. Takes the skin right off you. One of these newfangled experiments of hers, I suppose.
Viola? Oh, Vi, dear.
Yes, Mother? What's the trouble?
Where did you get the new soap? The father's complaining about it.
Why, I got it at the grocery store. The clerk told me it was very good.
Well, what's the matter with the kind we've been using for 10 years, I'd like to know? Why do we have to change soap now? Just answer me that, Viola. If that clerk told you this stuff was any good, he ought to be choked.
Your father always gets so excited about things. I think, dear, that you'd better buy our regular soap the next time. Basso. I noticed myself that this new soap makes my hands feel rather rough.
Oh, good gracious. All this fuss about a cake of soap. I certainly will get Basso the next time, and every time.
Here, Bobby, where are you going?
Well, I'm going down to breakfast.
But you haven't even washed your face.
Oh, I don't like that blue soap. I'm going away to get our regular soap.
Well, I don't blame you.
Well, the last draw. Yes, Mother. We'll use Basso after this. Don't worry.
Well, that certainly illustrates pretty plainly what happens when you accept a substitute for a well-known, advertised, reliable product. Every one of you must have been through an experience similar to Miss Burns at one time or another, and this is a very real problem for consumers who want to get their money's worth. Scrupulous and sincere manufacturers advertise their products in fine magazines, such as Woman's Home Companion. They tell you, the buying public, about the highest standards of merchandise, value, and quality. And Woman's Home Companion stands firmly behind every advertisement which appears in its pages. Just as here at the Institute, we endorse every article which we tell you about and vouch for its quality.
That advertising starts a chain of service for the buyer, doesn't it? It helps the manufacturer to sell more of his product.
Yes, and that in turn helps him to improve his manufacturing methods. Then he can pass those improvements right along to the buyer. He can give you higher quality and lower prices and better service.
That's right. And when you see a product advertised in Woman's Home Companion, you know it is a thoroughly reliable product. You are protected against inferior merchandise. When you accept a substitute, you're doing more than appears on the surface. You may actually be endangering the health and welfare of your family. You are running a real risk. Woman's Home Companion protects its readers from the dangers of blind buying as a part of its service to you homemakers. Probably many of you have looked upon the companion as a friend for a long time, a friend whom you can absolutely trust. In every issue of the companion, you find the best fiction, the finest special departments, the most interesting articles, and advertisements that are authentic, reliable, and altogether trustworthy.
It's really a great comfort to know that you can absolutely depend on any article which is advertised in a magazine like Woman's Home Companion. It gives you a feeling of security, doesn't it, Mrs. Milton?
Yes, it does. You know you're protected by a fine magazine. We mothers certainly owe our families the protection of absolutely guaranteed products in food, drink, clothes, medicine, and all the other necessities of life. Substitution is dangerous, and we can't afford to take a chance on it.
Well, I've certainly learned my lesson. I'll never buy anything again that I haven't seen advertised in the best magazines, such as Woman's Home Companion. I'll buy nothing unless I know it's good.
And that's a decision which every one of our listeners ought to make.
You have just listened to excerpts from a broadcast given by Woman's Home Companion through the Radio Household Institute on August 4th, 1930, at 11:15 a.m. Woman's Home Companion is now on the air regularly over the National Broadcasting Company network with a program approximately every 2 weeks.